I know it may have been a long time for some of us, but do you remember what it was like to be a child? Christmas is a time for children, and for just a moment, I want to invite you to kind of remember one of the experiences I think that probably every single human being has had as a child is to go out in the backyard on a dark night, lay on the ground, look up at the stars. Do you remember that? And in that moment, know that there is something greater than you are. Maybe the first time we ever have that experience of realizing that. Some moments in life are like that. They stand out. They have great power. They have the ability to change our perspective of the world. They have the ability to change our perspective of how we see ourselves. They can literally shine light into the dark corners of our lives and our world. We have gathered here this afternoon in this gorgeous chapel to commemorate one of those events. An event so powerful that traditionally we have split time as to what happened before and what happened after. A moment so beautiful that year after year after year, we find ourselves returning to this story to hear it again and to experience its power again. The simple story of the Nativity. Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Son of God coming into the world. Luke's story, the one that you and I are probably the most familiar with, is set at the same time both on the largest stage possible and in the simplest setting possible. First of all, Luke sets the stage before us with the world. Emperor Augustus, Quirinius, governor of Syria, the might of the Roman Empire. And then he shifts and he takes his focus down to something very, very simple. In a little town that nobody really knew, a child was going to be born. Not in grandeur, but in the humblest of circumstances that we can imagine, in a manger. And this good news is not sent to the high and the mighty of the world. It is not something that Caesar hears in Rome. It is not something that Quirinius, governor of Syria, hears in Damascus. It comes to the most lowly of lowly people, shepherds, simply doing what they do, at night, watching their flocks. In the midst of that scene of utter simplicity, we're told this: a light shines from the darkness unto them, and they hear the voice of angels. And the voice of the angels have an outstanding message, a remarkable message. It is simply this: today, God is at work in the world. Today, God is at work in your life. Promises are being fulfilled. God is with us. And in the most humble of circumstances, the message comes: God is present and God is at work in our lives. You and I gather here today in this beautiful sanctuary to be reminded of that story. We're probably aware that there's actually in the New Testament two Christmas stories. There's the story of Luke with the angels and the manger. There's the story in Matthew. There's a little bit different version. There we have the shepherds. But maybe we've forgotten that in the New Testament there is actually a third Christmas story. It's the one we read a few moments ago. It's the story as found in the Gospel of John. And John's narration is very different from that of Luke or Matthew. John chooses not to tell the story, to narrate the event. John chooses to use symbolism, to use imagery, to talk about what this event means for his day and for our. He tries to share with us the experience of what that was like. What's it like for light to shine into darkness in such a way that the power of darkness cannot overcome it? As different as these three stories are, they each have something in common. Luke's story, angels surrounded by light. Matthew's story, the wise men guided by the light of the star. John's story, light breaking into darkness. There's something about the dark that's absolutely primal. I don't know if you're like me, but as a child, that was something I was afraid of, and if truth be told, still not that fond of it. I do not like going down a dark street. I do not like going into an area where I cannot see what's coming. You know, we talk about dark days. We talk about dark times in our life. We know that we live in a world in which darkness is all too real. Pick up the newspaper, watch the evening news, media of your choice, and you and I know there are things in the world that are scary, and they're frightening, and they embody darkness. In those dark moments, we gather here in this beautiful chapel to hear a message 2,000 years old, a message utterly simple, simply this: the light of God shines. The dark is acknowledged, but the light of God shines into the dark in such a way that darkness cannot overcome it. Love comes in such a way that hatred cannot overcome it. Hope comes in such a way that despair cannot overcome it. And so in this service, in a few minutes, you and I are going to come to the altar to receive the symbols of God's grace and God's love, and then we are going to participate in what really is an act of defiance, the lighting of the candles. The symbolism is very simple. We take light from the Christ candle, we'll share that light with each other, and as that light passes from one to another, this beautiful chapel will suddenly begin to glow as more and more light is shed, symbolizing the message of Christmas. God has sent his Son to us. In the midst of whatever darkness that you and I find ourselves in, with a promise. The darkness cannot overcome the light. The light shines within the dark. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.